It's Yat Pundit's Pub for Thursday, April 11th, 2019. And welcome to the pub. Two things on the tap list today. Starting back with the pub again, and just general comments and stuff, trying to get into a format that works, that we can kind of do a more or less daily podcast, but on the different subjects and that kind of thing. So we fired this off on Saturday with NOLA History Guy in a short format, you know, kind of trying to keep all of these into that half an hour type thing. That kind of idea here, you know, 20 minutes to 30 minutes for each podcast. And it worked out very nicely for NOLA History Guy on Saturday. So I'm thinking that what we'll do with the pub is we'll try to do a Tuesday, Thursday kind of thing. I was all set, and I had all the best of intentions to get this thing together for Tuesday. But then I ended up in airports, literally in airports and on planes, from 8 o'clock in the morning until midnight on Sunday to get here to Columbus, Ohio for the day gig, you know, for the computer training. And I was just a mess on Sunday night and Monday, so I crashed out and kind of went from there. So we'll pick up. The idea is, what I'd like to do with this is to try to do the do like politics and so, or you know, commentary type things on the Tuesday in the pub on Tuesday, and then kind of talk again, book reviews or books and artsy type stuff and that kind of thing on the Thursday. So on the tap list, two taps out on for this week. One, the first is going to be a remembrance, and then the second is we'll talk a little bit, give a bit of a book update on the fiction and where things are going with those projects. So, okay, so first, a remembrance. The mom of a couple of fraternity brothers of mine and dear friends passed away last week. And Miss Margie Person was a really sweet lady. You know, I've known, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, there are some moms that are kind of in the forefront of things. But Miss Margie was, you know, kind of, again, in the background, because, well, first off, because her two boys that I knew, I did not encounter until high school and better. So it's a little different when, you know, when you're older and that kind of thing. I mean, I've known John Person since, basically since I set foot in Brother Martin in eighth grade. He was a junior at the time, and that I was, you know, interested, was not totally set on being on the debate team at that point as an eighth grader. I was, but John also played academic games. And so I'd known him when we started as eighth graders playing equations for Brother Neil way back in the day. And then, of course, the next year, John was a senior when I was a freshman. And my freshman English teacher, Steve Dwyer, was also the debate coach that year, and John was moving into his senior year and, you know, being a, you know, fair, you know, really, you know, good guy, good debater, and that kind of thing. And I learned a lot from him, and then over time, you know, it just worked out that way. And then John's brother, younger brother Bob, of course we used to call him Bobby at the time, but you know, Bobby came, Bobby is of an age that he was a freshman when I was a senior at Brother Martin. So I've known these guys for a long time. And of course, then John graduated from Brother Martin in 73, and he goes out to UNO and joins Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity. And then my buddy Steve joins as well, because basically goes to rush parties, and it's the Brother Martin debate guys again. It's Frankowski in Person, and you get the idea. And so, of course, I get out to UNO, and so my friend Steve is there, and here's these guys that I was, you know, in school with, and, you know, just was, you know, was on the debate team with John's younger brother, and et cetera. So it's become a lifelong thing from there for us, you know, fraternity brothers, you know, just we've known each other for a long time. And then where John and Bob's mom comes, it's like, because we always knew, you know, I've known the persons all this time, but I always would run into their dad all the time. Like at Zapardo's at the grocery, and he worked at, well, he worked for NOPC and then worked out at the racetrack at ABC window. And then you would run into Mr. Bill at the track, right? You know, that kind of thing. And so, well, anyway, long story short, you know, so I didn't really know their mom, Miss Margie, that much. Yeah, you knew who she was, you waved, that kind of thing. But then when I wrote Hidden Talents, my first urban fantasy novel, and I can't remember if it was Bob or John, but they said they gave their mom a copy of my book, and she really, really enjoyed it. And this is now, you know, we're talking, this is a lady who's like 90 at the time. And she was really into, you know, said, you know, she passed it on. And so we ended up becoming Facebook friends because she liked the book and she was following along with things. And it's terrible to say, but, you know, it's like, you know, one of the things I was like, you know, I always would, you know, would be kind of like, you know, damn, I better get Trusted Talents, the second book, finished, because, you know, this lady's looking forward to seeing what happens next. And, well, you never know, right? So, well, thank goodness I, you know, got that done before she took, you know, a turn for the worse in terms of health and everything. But also because her granddaughter, because Lady Artist, who Elizabeth Person, she of the Dragons, of the Second Dragons cover and of the Trusted Talents cover, is what was her granddaughter, right? You know, Liz is Bobby's daughter. And so anyway, so it's just, you know, just a wonderful thing. And I was just sorry at her passing, both for the family and for her. You know, so I feel a bit of a sense of loss because she really was such a very nice lady. So, you know, here's to Miss Margie, and thank you for being so, you know, saying such nice things about the book and raising, you know, congratulations to raising some wonderful children and grandchildren. And it's, yeah, just, you know, sad. Well, it's sad, but then, you know, when you lived in 96, it's like I missed the wake and the funeral on Monday because I'm up here in Columbus, but, you know, reporting back from the wife and everything, and she said it, you know, really was a celebration of life, as these things can be when someone's lived a long, full, enjoyable life. And well, fortunately, well, you know, it's like last week when all this blew up, Bob came back, you know, to see, you know, to make, you know, last, you know, minute type things, and when she took a turn for the worse, so we were able to have lunch last week, right after she passed, and yeah, he was at loose ends. So, so I got to, you know, we got to talk a little bit more and kind of reminisce, and I haven't seen John to, you know, really, you know, pay my respects and everything. But again, just a shout out to the whole family who have just been such a great part of, you know, I can remember the first time, Bob and Cindy came down. They live in Michigan now, and, you know, they come down and their kids are basically, they're a little bit younger than ours. You know, Justin's older, and of course, you know, the kid is kind of, what is he? Is he Liz's age or a year older or a year younger? I always forget. But it was like they're all kind of, you know, it's like the two of mine, three of theirs, and they're all like in middle schoolish type age and that kind of thing. And next thing you know, one of them says something about Nintendo or something, and the geeks just come out and they start talking, and all of a sudden, you know, the four parents are kind of like, oh, thank goodness they're actually speaking to each other, that kind of thing. And then, of course, the big thing there was, you know, we had, you know, I was needed an artist for the Second Dragons book, and so that's where Lady Artist comes in, because I shoot a message to her mom. You know, it's like, hey, your daughter doing stuff like, you know, real gigs and everything. You know, she's in college at the time, and it's like, and then mom is like, oh heck yeah, you know. So that worked out, and then it was more fun to have have lady artists do that. You know, it's like, well, because the Dragon's Book, you know, that's YA, and the trio and Eleni are wonderful, and she really captured them. I was very happy with how she captured them. But then when I said, you know, do you want to do the second Talents book? And it's like, let's get a little dark with this, you know, because the second Talents, you know, there's a bit of dark in the second Talents book. And so she was all excited, and boy, did it work out. You know, it's like, if you go look, I'll put the Trusted Talents cover up, but I was just so happy with it. And she did such a good job. She just started, you know, some preliminary sketches with Father Mike and with Ren, but it really turned out the one that spoke to me was that she put Silver and Tara and Mary Margaret, of course, Mary Margaret Fitzryan, better known as Meg, and she puts the three women in one of these preliminary sketches, and I was just like, forget the others, just go with that, and I think her grandmother was very pleased with that too. So yeah, it was a great thing. So anyway, yeah, so here's to Miss Margie, and here's to the persons, and thank you for everything, and let's pause for a minute, and we'll get in and do a bit of a book update. And we're back. So we're talking now about, a bit, like, again, when I say a bit of a book update, I have these, basically, when it comes to the writing, I've got three tracks. We've got there's always something going on with the history stuff. And of course, I've got the Fading Signs project right now, Fading Signs of New Orleans. Go back, I'll put a link back to the NOLA history guy from the kickoff of the short form that we did on Saturday, and that'll give you an update on the current history project. But that's eaten up more time than I expected, so I was hoping to be done with the third Dragons book by now, but I'm kind of in, like, chapter 7, and I keep putzing around with chapter 7. I should be in, I've started 8, and then I keep going back to 7, and so it's that kind of thing. There's going to be about 11 chapters. There may be 12 if things develop, if the trio tell me something that I don't know about what's happened, you know, with them. I may end up with a little bit more, but again, you know, it's young adult, and you try to stick to that 50,000 words kind of level with young adult. You know, it's like if you're an established author, maybe you can extend that out. You know how all the Potter books just got longer and longer and longer as she kept going. But hey, when you're, you know, Joe Rowling and you're doing Potter, it's a different story. But we're trying to keep these, you know, I want to keep it into the 50,000, maybe 55,000 with an extra chapter type words thing. Basically the timeline, because I don't want to, you know, talk about the plot yet until it's all done and we actually get it out there. The timeline for the third Dragons book basically is the trio are in their junior year now of they were in their junior year. They start, you know, it started with the second book in the early, you know, the summer and the early, you know, the beginning part of their junior year, and now it's the third book. The my plan here is that things are going to wrap up by the end of school for their junior year and go from there. And that's where it's coming along. I'm happy with where it's going right now. It's like I say, just kind of hitting a couple of snags in terms of the feature of the Dragons books, of course, is that it was Dragon's Danger, and then Dragon's Discovery, and now this is Dragon's Defiance. And and each one is a game from the Merchants. You know, the title of the book is the title of a video game that the kids are playing. And Dragon's Defiance, I'm happy with how things are going. So it's coming along. I've just hit kind of a time snag where, you know, it's just the research and stuff for the history project has been a little bit. I'm not complaining. I'm having so much fun with the Fading Signs. So it's that kind of thing where it's getting, you know, it's just getting to be a bit of a sink. And then, of course, you know, I'm too ooh shiny with everything, And Lady Duchess of the Red Pen is as ooh-shiny as me because she keeps, like, bouncing things off. It's been a while now, so I can kind of move some of the discussion of some of the other dragons-related stuff into the open sea. But, you know, there's been a couple of things I've done, a couple of short stories I've done that are Dragon's Universe, but not the trio, you know, literally different, you know, just totally different time periods and everything. And of course that lights up Dara because she loves the idea too. And then, as we say, Flute Girl / Beta Reader, which is Allison, is right now, this is the way things have worked out. This kind of all started out when she was in like eighth grade, and now she's a junior going into senior year. So the beta reader has actually caught up with the trio over time. So it's fun. And, you know, once, you know, I'm coming to a wrap, you know, very soon on the Fading Signs project, which then I'll just go all out as much as I can to get the dragon stuff done and make, you know, hopefully get that out for August or September is what we're looking for there. On the talents side, now the talents, I deliberately, you know, it's like, you know, I've been making notes and I, you know, I've been kind of having some ideas, but, you know, I just kind of knew I wasn't going to get back to it right away because of, well, like I say, the big thing was when this history project, I'd really wanted to go back to the fiction and that kind of thing. But then when the acquisitions people call, you know, email you and say, hey, how about this? Well, I'm not going to look that gift horse in the mouth. So, so I have, you know, some ideas, you know, it's the usual suspects are back. The strong women are as strong as they were in Trusted Talents. And, I don't want to say that the guys are going to, you know, take a back seat. They're not, but, you know, they certainly, it turned out the women have taken over the Talents universe. And I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, it's kind of cool. So we'll keep going with that. I have an idea, you know, it's like, I have an idea of what's happening in their lives. It's like, if you haven't read, you need to, you know, obviously it's one of those things. It's like, you know, the three books are interconnected, obviously. It's, you know, Hidden Talent starts things off. Trusted, you can read Trusted without reading Hidden, because it does pick up pretty well. There's, you know, some backstory in the beginning to fill in some of the gaps with, you know, to fill in, to let you know, it's like, well, this is, you know, references to what happened and, you know, where they're at. And of course, I've said this before on the Facebook groups and everything, you know, it's like with Trusted Talents, the first four chapters are Endymion Saturday, Bacchus Sunday, Lundi Gras, and Mardi Gras. As a matter of fact, just today there was a New Orleans Culture post about Holy Name of Jesus Church, and, well, there's a scene in one of those first chapters at Holy Name of Jesus. And so it's just kind of fun to mention those things and then, you know, promote the book. So it continues on from there, and that's my goal with this is I'm trying to, you know, how to start the book so that it stands by itself, but it picks up from where things left off, you know, because there's a couple of, you know, obviously the ending is fairly firm, you know, in some ways, and fairly open, a couple of loose ends still, you know, that can go with that and that kind of thing. I initially was, you know, I had a totally different idea. I'll go ahead and say this is, you know, the initial thing was I was going to do, you know, it was going to be kind of a more of a Catholic type focus in Hidden Talents because of the relationship between Father Mike and Wren. And then I wanted Mike to, as a mentor, to pass Wren on to Meg, and so we get that Wiccan type feel with the coven in Trusted Talents. And so I didn't know where to go with this. At first I thought, well, maybe I'll do something with Vudun, maybe I'll do something with outright Satanism, you know, it's a different kind of thing. And then I finally hit it, and I'm not going to say anything else at this point, but I had another idea in the Talents universe that then this just kind of hit me over the head with a couple of things, and so I've nailed it. And I think you're going to like one of the new people that comes in, because it's an interesting character that was introduced themselves to me in a dream sort of situation. So that was kind of cool too. So that's where things are. You know, it's like Dragons 3 is well underway, and you know, it's the beginning stuff is out to is out to Lady Duchess. I need to, you know, bundle up. I've got, like I say, 6 chapters. I'm very happy with is more than enough to give the lady artist, so she can start looking at what we're going to do to draw the cover for the third Dragons novel. And so that whole project is moving very well. Just once I can kind of take a deep breath and say, okay, the Fading Signs is done kind of situation, then it'll get from there. So that's where that's going. And then on the third Talents, it'll be fun. I've got an idea, and I think I've run some of the preliminary stuff on that past Dara, and she's very happy with it too. If anybody out there that's read Talents or wants to, you know, is going to read Talents and kind of wants to do a beta read, wants to go along on the ride, you know, where it's like, you know, you're actually saying, I don't think that this character should say that, or, you know, maybe that kind of thing. You know, I'd be all about it. You know, if you're interested in that kind of thing, you know, we're actually, you know, kind of giving me feedback as a reader on the content, by all, just knock yourself out, you know, just let me know, because I'd love to have that. I'd love to include you in that. So, you know, that's kind of where that's going. Okay, well, we're gonna call it at that for today. You know, as you make a, you know, just a nice little, like I said, there's only 2 taps open today, not too much going on. I've got a few things to say on politics stuff that I plan for the beginning of the week, and honestly, some of it it's going to keep till next week. The Yap Pundits Pub is first and foremost primarily a individual one free zone. You know, it's I don't personally feel any kind of catharsis or anything about, you know, going, you know, whole anti-Trump or something like that. When we're talking about, I'd rather talk about like local issues and that kind of thing. And that's where we're going to go with that is, you know, is that kind of thing. And we'll do that on a Tuesday. Then, like I said, books. And I've got a couple of books I want to talk about that I've read that, you know, we get into that. And then after a week or two, what I want to do is come and do a Wednesday edition of the pub. That's going to be Geek Pizza and Beer Night from back in the day. And the main reason for that is because I'm doing this series of lectures, of talks at the Crew de Tech, which is the PC club that meets at the Jefferson Parish Public Library. And so they've invited me to speak on a number of different topics. So it's time to get the nerd version of the podcast going again and talk about that, talk about the storage training and you know, just kind of get the tech stuff warmed back up again. So, you know, we'll get Yat Pundits Pub up to 3 in a few weeks. But we'll start, you know, get this is a good start. Then we'll do some political stuff next week. You know, next week I'm back at home. I'm teaching during the day, but I'll be home so I can go, you know, kind of sit at the coffee shop and you know, make my notes and then come in and record the pod, and we'll have some fun with it. Okay, so we're going to call it a day on this. And yeah, I'm out. You know, it's like up here in Columbus, Ohio, teaching for Hitachi Ventara this week, and back home on Friday. And so we'll see what happens over the weekend and put that together with a few other things that are going on locally, you know, politically, socially, that kind of thing. And, you know, we're coming into this French Quarter Fest and everything else. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll just continue this on. So you guys have a good day. Go out and get a good Thursday, get a good Friday, and enjoy what I hope is going to be a decent weekend of weather for French Quarter Fest. And we'll catch back up with you next week on Tuesday. So bye-bye.